boisterous crowd of more than 100 people waved signs and shouted slogans. They faced Aspen's upscale St. Regis Hotel, where members of the Democratic Governors Association held a conference, hosted by Hickenlooper.
We want him to put a moratorium on fracking until it can be proven safe, if that's possible. And
Micah Parkin is with the environmental activist group 350, one of the organizers of the protest. Hydraulic fracturing, better known as fracking, has opened up reserves previously considered out of reach. The result has been a drilling boom and a growing controversy over the chemicals used in the process.
The people of Colorado and increasingly people across our nation are extremely concerned about the impacts of fracking on our kids' health, on our air, our water, and our climate.
Scientific studies of fracking are inconclusive about the effect on human health. But Parkin of Boulder cites studies and figures she believes show negative impacts, and that's what she wanted to tell Hickenlooper and the other governors. Many other protesters were from the Front Range and said they support attempts to limit fracking on a city or county level, and they were frustrated the state's oil and gas agency has joined a second lawsuit against Longmont, this time over the city's fracking ban. Longmont resident Mike Taylor said he traveled to Aspen also hoping to get Governor John Hickenlooper attention.
If the Front Range can get a lot of the big communities to ban this, is he going to sue everybody? Maybe he will.
Governor Hickenlooper says the suit is necessary to prevent municipalities from overruling state-issued drilling leases. Organizers in Aspen had hoped Hickenlooper would meet with them, especially since the governor has publicly supported other citizen efforts to block drilling, most notably in the Thompson Divide area west of the Roaring Fork Valley. When Hickenlooper didn't show, protesters quickly regrouped and found him at the Aspen Institute, a think tank where Hickenlooper was making a public appearance with the other governors. At first, he was more than happy to talk.
I didn't get to answer that question because those guys hadn't.
I would have loved to have heard your answer.
The governor tried to convince the small crowd that fracking is safe with proper regulations. He seemed confused that the state was suing Longmont again and suggested another way for the city to protect residents without banning fracking altogether.
I might be wrong. I'm not a lawyer, so I might be wrong. But my understanding was that communities could go and set their own. You can set standards of what your water cleanliness can be and air quality can be, right?
After several minutes and a barrage of questions, Hickenlooper appeared to get flustered.
No drilling, right? You've got two issues. You've got the environmental issue, and then you've got a land use issue, right? Really, and those are two separate things.
And also the health issue.
That's environmental.
Environmental is climate change, but people are dying.
No, the environment is not just climate change. Environmental is...
We represent a lot of people, so you know.
I understand.
Shortly after, Hickenlooper's staffers hustled the governor away. Suzanne Spiegel with Frack Free Colorado was left unconvinced.
The regulations that they're giving us still put us in a very vulnerable position where we're completely affected by the wells that are still, even if they're 500 feet away, in our backyard.
As the oil and gas boom continues, pressure is growing on Governor Hickenlooper from citizens who fear the environmental and health effects of drilling. Saturday's confrontation makes it clear that tough questions are unlikely to be answered in brief and impromptu meetings.